Hi guys, good morning, good morning. I trust your weekend has been amazing. So we're continuing with the love talks, love post, and yes, I said this segment is not an exception. So very quickly guys, let me do something. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, this does me no good. So therefore, love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fails. Love is eternal, then fast forward. Meanwhile, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So very quickly guys, what I just read for you is 1 Corinthians 13:1-8a, and then I skipped all the way to the last. Meanwhile, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. So I'll just draw your attention to verse 7, and it says, love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fails. So that is why love is the greatest among faith and hope, because verse 7 helps us to see that love in itself has faith and has hope and has patience, and you never fail. So love in itself has all these three qualities. So this is me just trying to tell you guys, check your love with this. Is your love ill-mannered? Do you say you love someone but yet you are jealous of this person's progress and success? Do you say you love someone but yet you keep reminding the person of all the wrongs, the person or mistakes? You keep rubbing it on the person's face of every ill-mannered thing the person has done to you that was not intentional? Do you say you love someone but yeah, you're not patient enough to wait for this person, or you're not patient enough to understand the person, or you're not kind enough to understand the person? So guys, basically this is it. Check your love. When you say you love someone, what do you really mean? Do you really love that person, or are you just mouthing it? Love is a strong word that has been bastardized in this generation, but you don't have to follow the bandwagon, okay? You don't have to tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry that you see that you love the person, meanwhile you do not. Yes, love is not only narrow to your mutual relationship, but also to your friendships, the people you call friends. You know, you're supposed to love them, right? So love is not narrowed down to just, love is not one-sided. It's a thing of the heart. So this is me telling you this morning, guys. Check your love. So very quickly, we're just going to do a non-conventional prayer, okay? So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your definition of love is complete. We thank you because we know that you have already given us the grace to be intentional with loving people around us, just that we do not know that this grace is available to us. We ask that our eyes of understanding be enlightened to know how to love people around us, to know that love is the strongest and the greatest of all, to practice love in its true entirety, and to be strong and patient for the people that we say we love. We thank you because we know that you are helping us through it all. Be thou glorified, mighty Father, for in Jesus' name. So if you stay tuned, guys, I'm so happy. I'm super happy. Don't forget to check the website, lawinspiration.com. We have other amazing content for you. And throughout this month, we are talking about love. So yes, it's going to be a bit dicey. It's going to be really interesting and nice. Please spread the message. Spread my gospel and Jesus' gospel. I love you, and I can't wait to see you same time next week. Bye, guys.